I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hi, and welcome to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Great to be back with you, Dirtbags. Hopefully you've had a dirty week wherever you are listening, wherever you are out there playing the great game of baseball, parenting of watching great games of baseball, coaching. Doesn't matter. That's what it's all about. And hopefully you've been a dirtbag for sure and got dirty all week long. So Nolan and I are in the studio as always. Great to be back. And hey, we started feeling it last week. We're getting close to feeling it. Now it's real. Arizona, Florida, back in. Pitchers, catchers, players reporting as well ahead of schedule. And so we're going to be talking about all that stuff tonight, definitely. And, you know, certainly one sad note to pass on to the Lerner family of the passing of one Mr. Lerner, Washington Nationals owner. And certainly that was a sad point of the last week, but we'll touch on it for sure and how that might impact the Washington Nationals moving forward. So, but before we get to all that great conversation and excitement, we do have to give our shout out to the boys over at Rip Grip Pro, the hitting training aid, creating that palm up, palm down swing motion, staying through the hitting zone, staying on the ball a lot longer, whether you're on the outside, through the middle, or pull side. And that just a great product that we believe in wholeheartedly. So thanks to them for being a part of the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show, as well as the nation. And of course, the rope trainer, obviously, as well. Great throwing aid, great pitching training tool. It's just a huge part of our program and a training side of process when we're not doing the weekly show here, and just a product that we believe in wholeheartedly. So, and you can find out more information or you can get your own rope trainer by going directly to our website, www.dirtbagbaseballnation.com. And again, find out more information or, hey, DM me directly on Facebook, Instagram at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. And we can talk about the rope trainer. We can talk about the Rip Grip Pro. We can talk about getting you a commercial, promotional advertisement here on a show moving forward if you want to, or answering any of your training questions or show conversation topics that you want to talk about as well. So that's what it's all about. So Dirtbags, you know what? We're excited about it. So settle in. Get that favorite drink is what I always say. And you know what? We can't thank you enough. You know we do it for you. We can't do it without you. So we're really looking forward to this episode, and we will be back here momentarily with the opening segment, and we're ready to rock and roll with it.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
call now to learn more about this special $250 long-distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
At Staples, you can count on every project being print perfect, guaranteed.
I need presentations and brochures printed, and they have to be perfect.
Your bounded presentations, brochures with the finest folds, and more will be done right every time. That's our print big promise. Now at Staples, get $10 off your document printing and marketing materials order of $50 or more, plus 20% back via store bonus. Try Staples and see the difference. Ends 2/25. Rewards members only. Bonus must be redeemed in store. See staples.com/stores/printbig for details.
Hi, I'm John Smoltz, former Major League Baseball pitcher and current Hall of Famer. I've had the pleasure of seeing so many great products come and go, but the rope is the best I've ever seen. I promise you it's going to help the little leaguer, it's really going to help the big leaguer, and it's going to save those young arms from a lot of injuries.
The rope trainer allows a player to grip an actual baseball or softball while warming up. So check out theropetrainer.com and see why Hall of Famer John Smoltz swears by it. That's theropetrainer.com.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
If you own a business with employees and have not received your COVID ERTC payroll refund of up to $26,000 per employee, you need to act fast as time is running out. ERTCfiling.com has helped thousands of businesses across the country receive over $500 million in government funds. This is not a loan and you do not have to pay it back. ERTCfiling.com consultants will make the process fast and easy and at a fee of less than 2%. Let ERTCfiling.com show you the money. Go to ERTCfiling.com to see how you qualify.
Fees are at fixed rates per quarter qualified, 2% based on total leverage rates.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, this time of year just gets me jacked up. I know we go through this every year, but it's like a rite of passage. Spring training, it's like winter doesn't even exist anymore for us up here in Canada or in the northern states or wherever you are, if you're in a cold climate. Dirtbags, it's just such an exciting time of year, and it has been for as long as I can remember. It really seriously has been. Just to hear that Major League is reported for spring training, and it's just it's hard to really explain in full depth, and I'm sure there's listeners out there that probably feel the same way that I do as well, and so you know what I'm talking about. Nolan, I don't even want to fool around. Let's get after it. I don't know. What are you feeling now that catchers, pitchers reported, you're seeing a lot of the young players, I want to talk about that during the show, showing up early? They're, you know, they don't have to really report until next week. I don't know what goes through with you. I get butterflies almost. I'm so excited.
No, you're seeing a lot of the young players reporting early, more and more so. I mean, they have to, though. Like, let's be honest, those vet guys that are on the team, obviously they can kind of show up more or less when they want to. It seems like more guys are showing up this year early just because of the fact that you have the World Baseball Classic, obviously. So you got a bunch of those phenoms that have come into camp a lot earlier than probably what they normally would. But either way, I mean, catchers, pitchers reporting, like that's step one of the season almost getting ready.
And you made an interesting comment right there. You know, do you think it's fully on the WBC being played this year that those players are showing up, or is it something that we always go over at this time of year, especially on, because you know, as managers, you're talking about building your culture right here. This is your month and a half to build the culture, the dynamics that you want with new players, the returning players, make adjustments from past years. Maybe you're further along in the evolution, like, you know, Hyde with the Baltimore Orioles, just off the top of my head, or And what I'm asking is, you know, you're seeing guys like Aaron Judge showing up right now with the Yankees and stuff. The good young guys with the Blue Jays and across the board, you're seeing that type of stuff. Is it guys just showing up for the WBC, or do you think it's part of trying to set the tone and say, look, it, you know what? We know it's a long year. We know it's a long season, but we got to get ready. We got to get on the same page as quick as we can. I don't know.
Combination of things, right? So, I mean, obviously the World Baseball Classic goes into effect when players are making their decision to show up early to camp. But at the same time, you get those good guys who are actual leaders in the clubhouse. They're obviously going to report early. Like, they just do it. Like you said, Aaron Judge, I mean, he was one of those guys that was out there. Shohei Ohtani, obviously, it's kind of a, I mean, I think he has to be there because he is a pitcher. But at the same time, I feel like there'd be a little bit of leeway with him being a DH as well. I'm not really too sure with him, but I think his is more World Baseball Classic related than anything. But yeah, you're looking at it. I mean, guys like that, they should be there early. Like, they're trying to set the tone right away. Hey, young bucks, just because you guys are out here doesn't mean that the rest of us veteran guys aren't going to be out here with you. Like, we're putting in the same grind. We're trying to go our 181, like, 181 days, obviously, in a 162-game schedule. This year, I'm not 100% sure on that. I think it's still the same. I think it's still 181 days. But either way, like those guys, they know what the grind is all about. So if they can get themselves in as best a shape as possible, then obviously it's a benefit to them. Obviously, on the other end, you get guys like Frankie Montas, who's already out for the season. Like, yeah. Nestor Cortez, he's out at least 2 weeks with a hamstring injury.
Before he can start throwing.
Yeah, so, I mean, that one is all of a sudden, okay, now he's out of the World Baseball Classic. Like, there's certain guys that it goes both ways for, right? You obviously want to be there to get your body in the best shape possible. At the same time, injuries do happen. The Frankie Montas one, though, I mean, that one I don't think really shocked any of us. Obviously, last year, it seemed like he was basically dealing with all sorts of shoulder issues pretty much right from the get-go, and then now it's continuing into this year, so now he's got to undergo a shoulder surgery. That'll be scheduled for some point in the next couple of weeks, obviously, to try and get that taken care of, but it sounds like, yeah, his season is more or less done.
Not what Aaron Boone and the Yankees need for sure out of that one. You know, you're still up in the air with Severino, what he's going to bring back on a full year. So we talked a bit about it last week, even that, you know, the nervousness of that situation. So you take away now Cortez as well, backing him up 2 weeks or whatever, puts you back to two studs at the top of the rotation, no question about it. But you got to have four hot coming out of the gate.
Well, that's the thing.
You're not going to get all five. Everybody, I think, pretty much knows that. A starting staff, if you can have all five coming out of the gate hot from spring training, your actual projected top five,
that's bonus.
You're loving life.
That's a bonus.
Yeah.
No, like, so basically, like you said, I mean, realistically, the expectation is you have three guys that are actually ready to go. Yankees, obviously, it sounds like Gerrit Cole, Carlos Rodon. And I'm trying to figure out who their third guy would even be out of that.
I'll be Domingo Germán right now at this point.
And yeah, so nobody.
He's had a mid-career rate.
That's the thing. Yeah. Literally no one out of that Yankees. Because everybody else is injured. And that's always the knock. Like, Carlos Rodon, he's got to stay healthy.
Oh, yeah.
If he can stay healthy, then, okay, at least him and Gerrit Cole and Nestor Cortez, it's going to be good. Nestor Cortez, I mean, the good thing is it's not like he's relying upon his stuff being 95+. Like,
that's
he's a
good
dude,
call.
He's a dude sitting 88 to 92, can occasionally gas it up to, what, 93, 94. But his stuff is pretty much just, okay, I'm going to work my corners. And then on top of that, he's going to mix in those weird, funky deliveries that he has. Like the one where he's swinging up his leg, okay, you know, a little bit of Johnny Cueto-esque. So his is a little bit different. It's more just, okay, now I need to get my body back in sync, especially with all the rhythm and stuff like that that he has in his motion. But yeah, no matter what, at the end of the day, like, it's better for Cortez to have this happen now than it is for him to have it happen in middle of March or at the World Baseball Classic. Yeah. That's kind of the way that I look at it. Now, at least he gets to sit out the 2 weeks, rest and recover, doesn't have to worry about putting on the extra stress of pitching for Team USA or anything like that, and just go from square one, get the body back upright.
Yeah, and do you think also maybe those players I'm talking about, obviously the pitchers and catchers, they're building their tandem, building the relationship, building the brotherhood that has to happen between pitchers and catchers at all levels for sure. So, but I'm also wondering if those players are showing up to also make those adjustments on pitches between at-bats, understanding that new rule, but especially the base running. You know, again, the bases aren't that much bigger or whatever and stuff like that, but you know when you've ran in your situation, running the bases, as long as you've run, every little inch can make a difference, right, at first. So are they getting that work in, I wonder, or not?
They have to be.
Yeah.
Because now all of a sudden it's going from 90 feet to 90 feet with bigger bases.
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing. I mean, they're used to the 15 by 15s. All of a sudden now I have to retrain my body how to step on an 18 by 18 inch base.
Yeah.
How to properly turn double plays and everything like that. So I'm setting myself up in the best possible way to avoid getting smoked at on a double player. So, like, I understand in today's baseball, there's no real slides in at second base where they're trying to break up a double play the same as what they used to.
No.
I mean, thank you, Mr. Chase Utley, for essentially making that a full-time rule now. But either way, like, it absolutely, you have to take that into account too with the new rules and everything like that. And I don't think it's as drastic as what you can do right now, just because it's not like they're in-game situations. You can try and simulate it in a practice all you want, but it's not the exact same. So you're trying to get them caught up a little bit earlier, but I don't know for sure if it's because of all the rule changes and stuff like that. It's basically just like they're bringing back old school baseball without the shift, but they're adding in the new twist on, there's all of a sudden, okay, now we got a pitch clock in there. So, hey, just don't take two steps out of the batter's box, grab your dirt, start swinging around and everything like that. You heard it. I mean, we talked about it a little bit last week. Matt Carpenter even saying, like, hey, you know what? When I got sent back down to the, or not sent back down to the minors, but when he signed with Texas and was in the minors, it helped free him up just because he got used to the pitch clock down in the minors. So now all of a sudden he went from basically taking 35, 40 seconds between pitches to all of a sudden, boom, you know what? Now I got to get in there. I'm ready. I'm not guessing about what pitch is coming next. I'm just free and easy in the box. All right, see ball, hit ball. Boom, good thing happened.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I guess it all goes into, like you said, trying to, for the coaches to see how players are going to adapt to each one of the new rule changes. Not that they're drastic, but they are realistic there. So, you know, it's all part and parcel with it. So anyways, Dirtbags, we're going to be right back and we're just going to carry on with our thoughts and opinions on some of the teams that need to really step up after the break.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. A couple teams I wanted to touch on right out of the gate, Nolan, the playoff teams that just haven't gone as far as they definitely would have wanted to, and I think really probably trying to work on hitting the reset button going into spring training and like you said, building that culture, continuing it on. And one is the Blue Jays. They've been there the last couple of years, and playoffs have been ugly. 8-1, lose 10-9, for one example, or whatever, the year before, just bow out with the Rays. Been ugly. But also the New York Mets. I think, you know, I'm sure that our buddy Buck Showalter has to be talking to them as well, because, you know, not only about the playoffs, but all of a sudden just kind of fatiguing or whatever it was down the stretch and losing out to the Braves at the end of the day when they had pretty commanding almost 20 game lead back in June, right? Last year. And so I have to assume those guys are really bearing down and making sure that the Vlads and the Bows on the Blue Jays side of things are really what we've talked about before. Really, are you going to run your mouth, or are you actually going to go and get jobs done and stay quiet and just stay focused on the team or whatever and stuff like that for the Blue Jays? And, you know, how much does a Verlander help out with Buck Showalter with the Mets maybe coming in there?
So to answer the Jays part of it first, look at the offseason moves that they made this season. He's obviously won World Series, been to the playoffs a bunch. Great left-handed stick. Toronto shortens the porch in left field. Go out, get Kevin Kiermaier, Gold Glove center fielder. Been to the playoffs a bunch. Go out, get Chris Bassett. Obviously coming off a fantastic year. Had a good couple of years in Oakland. What's the key theme there? Playoffs. Every single one of those guys have been to the playoffs. Obviously, they made a couple other moves, but I'm just saying those three guys coming in there, the vets that have come in, two of them left-handed hitting sticks. One of them's obviously a pitcher. Chris Bassett's going to slide in at probably the three or four in that rotation, depending. I mean, right now I got him as the three.
Yeah.
But, like, it all kind of depends on how Jose Berrios does and everything like that. Now, you can't really count on him based on the past couple of years. You see Kikuchi. I don't know why he's still a J. Ryu,
we just don't know.
Ryu, no, that's the thing. They're your number five guy.
Yep.
So, like, you're looking at it, and it's like, okay, those two are going to be definitely the downside to the Jays. And also, they didn't make any good bullpen moves. Like, that was one thing that I was very surprised about the Jays.
Swanson for Teoscar is not bad.
Yeah.
Again, I mean, it's a short career that he's been up on that level and that echelon of the relievers. But at least it's there.
No, but that's the thing, though. Like, I'm looking at it, too, and, like, you get Arizona going out there and getting Andrew Chafin. I thought that was a fantastic move. Andrew Chafin's been one of the better lefties over the past three seasons, and he was available.
That he waited that long.
And, no, like, that's the thing. One-year, $6.5 million Arizona. I love that move. That was a move that I thought the Jays were going to make, especially with all the left-handed hitting sticks in the AL East. Like, they don't go out there and make that move. That one surprised me, because now you're still relying on a young and basically unproven bullpen. It was a bullpen that, I mean, case in point, you talked about an 8-1 lead. They come in and boom, all of a sudden it's a 10-9 game or a 9-8 game, whatever that game ended up in the playoffs against the Mariners, right? Blame it on the bullpen. You can't blame it on anybody else. Gausman did his job. So, like, that's kind of why I was surprised. But, I mean, either way, the Jays went out. They did exactly what they had to do. They addressed kind of their veteran leadership, bench roles more so than anything, because Brandon Belt, you're not asking him to say, hey, here you go, here's 100 games at first base. Like, you got Vladdy. It's basically just, okay, here, be a backup to Vladdy, be a good lefty bench. Dom Varsho also, sorry, I forgot to mention Varsho, getting him, but he's a guy that hasn't had any playoff experience, so I don't know what to expect. But then, yeah, switching over to the Mets now, you lose Jacob DeGrom, you go out, you sign Justin Verlander, Jacob DeGrom already injured. Like, first day, he's already injured. What are we talking about here? Obviously, Justin Verlander is an upgrade. Justin Verlander is the same pitcher as Jacob DeGrom, more or less. Like, not quite to the same extent, but either way, he's just in that upper echelon of pitchers. He just came off an AL Cy Young, and he's not injured. Like, Jacob DeGrom, year in, year out, is injured. Pairs him back up with Max Scherzer, obviously good buddies. They've been together for, what, 6 years now, I guess? Played 5 years, I think, together in Detroit, 2010 to 2014, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
This is going to be year six together. Obviously, great history. You get Buck Showalter, one of the best managers out there. We talk about it. He's a guy that I'd love to play for if I was good enough to be on that level. You got a great team around him. End of the day, I'm still worried about him. Because what did they do? What did they do to really address their team and make it a better team? They just re-signed every single one of their guys to stupid contracts. And you lose out on Carlos Correa because all of a sudden you balk at the fact that, hey, you know what? Maybe San Francisco Giants had a false rumor out there. That's why they didn't want to sign him to this big contract. And now all of a sudden they're in the same boat.
I guess what I'm saying is do you – Buck, obviously, as we know, very – well – one of the greatest of all time minds of the game and stuff like that. Does he, obviously he went home and quietly broke that whole season down. You know, he did.
Oh, 100%.
You know, he did. 100%. So what does he take forward? Does he take forward that we have to be smarter and pacing ourselves? What message do you think he's trying to preach to them? And I'm asking you genuinely because I've tried to dissect it myself and things like that. And it's not like, yes, when you look at it and you go, oh, well, they were 20 games ahead or whatever in June or whatever it was that they were rolling. They were just playing good baseball. Was it that they got tired? Was it that, I mean.
So Buck Showalter is the Andy Reid of the MLB. Andy Reid, prior to winning a Super Bowl, was always that coach. That, hey, you know what, I can get you to the dance, but I can't actually win the dance. You look at his history throughout his MLB career, Buck Showalter, and we talked about it last postseason, the knock on Buck is that he can't win in the big games. And what did he do last year? Lost to San Diego, who they should have handled. I get it, San Diego's got talent up and down the roster. They go out, they get Juan Soto, obviously, at the trade deadline. Let's be honest, Juan Soto sure as hell wasn't Juan Soto. He was very ho-hum. He wasn't a guy that you're lining up and saying, oh my goodness, look at him. He's hitting 350 for the Padres. No, he's hitting like 240. No Tatis. Manny Machado was essentially the only guy. I mean, obviously, don't get me wrong, Trent Grisham had some big hits in that series. Ha-Seong Kim obviously stepped up and did fantastic last year for San Diego. Cronenworth, another guy that, I mean, probably one of the most underrated guys in all of baseball. But overall, like, you're looking at it, New York should have steamrolled them. Like, better pitching, better offense. I don't know about defense. New York Mets defense still, like, is very suspect to me. But overall, it's a team that, okay, Frankie Lindor's getting more confident and everything like that. You just got to say, if you're Buck Showalter, all right, boys, hey, here you guys go. Now we got to figure it out. You guys are another year along. You guys have gotten more comfortable to my coaching system. Figure out how to win on the biggest stage. And that's the issue. Outside of Justin Verlander and Max Scherzer, I don't believe that they have a single World Series guy on that team. Frankie Lindor lost in the World Series, but he's been to the postseason a bunch. Pete Alonso, last year was his first postseason. It looked like he was scared in the moment, more so than anything. Like, he just looked lost to me in the playoffs. I don't see them winning the NL East this year. I see them losing to either Philadelphia or Atlanta again.
Yeah, it's tough.
Like,
man,
I can't put that team as the number one team in the NL East, despite everybody saying, and despite their payroll being, what, $360 million or whatever it's at right now?
Yeah, that's like, it, right?
To me, it's a team that they did the New York thing. They essentially took on the New York Knicks and said, hey, you know what? We're going to spend a whole bunch of money to draw in a bunch of fans, and we're just fine with being placeholder in the playoffs, same as the St. Louis Cardinals.
Well, I think you're right about that, right? You got Philadelphia that you're looking at, and you got obviously Atlanta right there. You got to go with Atlanta because they've just been there for the last decade, basically. Not shy of a decade, I know that, but you know what I mean. It's trending onwards, just like the Dodgers on the you know, as far as the NL East goes. So I guess that's it, right? Do you say that message of, hey, we got to stay in the moment? I mean, obviously that's a, I hate that cliche, but it really, really is true. It really is. Like, you have to really learn as professionals just to stay in the moment, because forget about looking at the playoffs. We now have two teams that we've got to get up and over. And in another year, Florida's starting to shape out.
Miami.
They're starting to shape out. And so
that's the thing.
You're right. When
Mets,
you start
Mets are an old team that just re-signed everybody.
Yeah. You know, $1 billion over 2 years or whatever it seems like he's throwing out. There's no guarantee. There's no guarantee there. That's going to be a tough division. And Buck, my man, you've got, hey, we're rooting for you. I'm rooting for him, but, and I love the Phillies as well. I love the Braves. It's because it's just good teams. I love them because they're good teams. I'm excited about that division.
Well,
they take away the Nationals, but they've got some nice young guys. They're going to be 2-3 years again and stuff like that before they get there. But like I said, I think the Marlins are on track for maybe next year or the year after. They're starting to trend the right way. But those top three teams, I watch them all day long.
No, but here's my biggest knock on the Mets, right? So obviously they go out, they try to make the Carlos Correa signing. Doesn't happen. Who's their biggest signing outside of Justin Verlander that came in from a different team or a different organization? Kodai Senga. What's the knock on Kodai Senga already? More or less failed his physical. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, how do I say that the New York Mets are head and toes better than they were last year when they just re-signed everybody to more money than what they already had him at? They're another year older. Like, that's, none of those guys are getting younger on that team.
Definitely the scary part.
Like, that's all I'm saying. Like, it's not a youthful team. They don't have a good farm system. You gotta hope Francisco Alvarez comes up and is actually Francisco Alvarez.
Well,
instead of just another catcher.
I think they got to get back to taking those pitches as well. Not taking pitches, but swinging at quality pitches. Because I know that first half of the season, they were one or two in all of baseball last year. That's why fantastic. They were leading it, right?
Fantastic.
And you know that on the offensive side, that goes a long, long way. So, but they got work to do. There's no question. So, Dirtbags, we're going to be right back here after the break.
Hi, I'm John Smoltz, former Major League Baseball pitcher and current Hall of Famer. I've had the pleasure of seeing so many great products come and go, but the rope is the best I've ever seen. I promise you it's going to help the little leaguer, it's really going to help the big leaguer, and it's going to save those young arms from a lot of injuries.
The rope trainer allows a player to grip an actual baseball or softball while warming up. So check out theropetrainer.com and see why Hall of Famer John Smoltz swears by it. That's theropetrainer.com.
At Staples, you can count on every project being print perfect, guaranteed.
I need presentations and brochures printed, and they have to be perfect.
Your bounded presentations, brochures with the finest folds, and more will be done right every time. That's our print big promise. Now at Staples, get $10 off your document printing and marketing materials order of $50 or more, plus 20% back via store bonus. Try Staples and see the difference. Ends to 11. Rewards members only. Bonus must be redeemed in store. See staples.com/stores/printbig for details.
Progressive's Home Quote Explorer lets you easily compare our direct rates with multiple companies. Now that we've covered something you could do, it's time for sports stuff you definitely could not do.
If you were head coach, you would not have gone for it on fourth down. Your confidence in your play calling ability might be a little overblown, considering you're barely confident in which restaurant to order takeout from, let alone choosing a play in front of 70,000 screaming fans.
But you definitely can use Progressive's Home Quote Explorer to easily compare rates. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you. or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Before New Cascade Platinum Plus, I would pre-rinse all my dishes because my old detergent just wouldn't get them clean. But now, I do dishes differently. A no pre-wash, no rewash, money-back guaranteed kind of different. Because Cascade Platinum Plus has double the grease-fighting power of Dawn built right in, with twice the scrubbing power, giving me a clean that lets me break all the dish rules. I just scrape, load, and I'm done. Yep. So clean. With Cascade Platinum Plus, I dare to dish differently.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Before we get going to the curtain call questions, Nola, you got anything you want to wrap up on what we've been talking about so far in this episode?
Yeah, just a couple of minor signings. I mean, we didn't talk about those yet. So obviously you get Yu Darvish, 6-year, $108 million. That'll put him until he's 42 years old, kind of a bold signing. But I mean, he's been a good pitcher ever since he came over to San Diego, so I don't mind the signing. Michael Fulmer, 1-year, $4 million. Obviously former AL Rookie of the Year with the Detroit Tigers. Had a real good couple of years out of the pen with the Tigers and the Minnesota Twins over the past couple seasons. So, I mean, that's a good under-the-radar move. Christian Javier, 5-year, $64 million extension with the Astros. Love that one, honestly. Fantastic pitcher. That's a good move by Dana Brown. I mean, he's their first signing since he's been officially appointed GM. So more power to you. David Peralta, 1-year, $6.5 million with the Dodgers. And Alex Reyes, $1.1 million with the Dodgers. Alex Reyes, don't know how to feel about that because obviously he was a guy that never was healthy with the Cardinals. David Peralta, quality left-handed bat. I mean, good veteran guy to come in there. I guess he's going to be replacing Cody Bellinger, not obviously defensively, but just in terms of left-handed hitting outfielder with veteran experience. And then you get Bud Black, 1-year contract extension through 24. And John Mozeliak, Cardinals executive of baseball ops, 1-year extension through 25.
Yeah, so lots of little subtle moves and stuff like that. I like the David Peralta one. I think I like that one. A guy that's been out there, and I know a lot of teams had been on him, but I think just the tax threshold and stuff like that for those upper echelon teams was just, it got away from them, right? So they couldn't sign him. I think that's why he stayed out there. So good for the Dodgers. I like that one for sure. He's just a good, solid player. And guys that they usually have in a lineup, right? Know how to play the game, very professional, get the job done. So great stuff. Okay, we're on with the curtain call. So one, Nolan, we've haven't talked much about them. Not a lot about the players anyways. We always give shout outs to AA down in Atlanta and stuff like that. But what is your thoughts coming in from an Atlanta fan on what Mr. Acuña Jr. will look like this year? Do you think he's fully back?
I think he's fully back. I don't know if 40-40's, well, here's the thing, right? I think he could very easily get the 40 stolen bases now with the bases being bigger and there being limited amounts of pickoffs. So obviously you can take a bigger lead off and everything like that. And you know, okay, hey, if the pitcher's only got two pickoff attempts, I mean, that third one, I'm just going no matter what. Because you know, okay, well, it's either the catcher's got a cannon or whatever happens, I get a balk, pretty much.
Really does come down to that. That's a good point. If that catcher doesn't have that howitzer, yeah.
There's not too many guys in the league that are JT Realmuto, that's for dang sure. Yep.
Even though they don't have to frame anymore or whatever, and that, boy, if they're a little weak in the arm, that's a tough season.
No, exactly. Yeah. So that's the thing. I mean, realistically, I don't know if he'll ever be a Gold Glove defender in right field. Michael Harris obviously helps him out in center field because Michael Harris can track balls. Like, that dude can flat out fly out there. It's certainly going to be an interesting team to watch, Atlanta Braves. Vaughn Grissom scares me. I don't know if that's a great long-term option at shortstop. Like I said, his numbers in August when he first came up, fantastic. Numbers in September, October, horrible. So Ronald Acuña, though, realistically, can I see him doing 25-40? Yeah. I don't know if he'll get the 40 home runs this year or not. Obviously, last year when he was healthy, he came back with a bang. This fall, he looked pretty good when he was playing down in Venezuela. The few games that he did, like, it looked like he was back there. But, I mean, it's a whole different breed. You're looking at the NL East. Obviously, they don't have as many games in division this season. I don't know. I really want to say he could push for that 40-40. I just don't think it's realistic to expect it. So I'm going to sit here and say 25-40 is a good floor for him. And
what's the final projection?
No, I'll say 33 and 42 is what I have him at. And then, you know what, right around a 280, 360 on base, and probably a five slug, and he'll be in the top five for MVP.
Wow. Good. Love it. Love it. Great question. So here's another one from a West Coast follower and stuff, obviously an Angels fan, but I love this perspective of it. We talk about the players. His question was, how does manager Phil Nevin handle this season?
So already came forward this week. He got talking about it, said, hey, you know what? How do you trade a Shohei Ohtani? Like, what do you get back in return? Because there's no players out there like him. He's not wrong. Let's just put that as plain as can be. There is no other players like Shohei Ohtani. Phil Nevin, though, I think is screwed no matter what. How does Phil Nevin walk in there and say, hey, you know what? This is the better for the team that we keep Shohei Ohtani, knowing damn well that they ain't winning the AL West. There is no shot that they win the AL West. They've had Mike Trout, arguably the best player of this generation, on that team for 11 years, 12 years now. And what have they done with him? Three playoff losses. That is it. That is the entirety of the greatest player of our generation, a surefire first ballot Hall of Famer. What do you do with Shohei Ohtani? You trade him right now. You get back your haul. You say, hey, I'm done answering these questions because I don't want to deal with this anymore. Talk to Artie, figure out what he can trade him for. Get us other players. Because Shohei Ohtani is not the difference maker there right now in Los Angeles. So that's kind of what I'm saying. Now, obviously, he's got to just say, hey, you know what? He's a great player. We'd love to have him around as long as we can. Mike Trout came forward. He said, you know what? I'm going to try and do whatever I can to keep him in the Angels uniform for the duration of his career. But, you know, the managers have to give that manager speech. Every time they go out in front of the reporters, it's got to be the same thing. But if I'm Phil Nevin, I'm just sitting there like, come on, man, just trade him. Like, let me get a few good players here. We got the 29th ranked prospects, like farm system. What do? I can't bring anybody up and say, hey, here you go, man, X, Y, and Z for positions, because we don't have anybody ready to go in our system. So that's why I'm saying, if you're Phil Nevin, you're just sitting there, please trade him. But hey, you know what? In public, he's the greatest player of all time.
Good call. Good call. I'm right there with you, because what choice do you have, right? You got to answer the question every day until it's over with. And last year they got out of the gate hot, right? They looked good. They looked good until they had to fire Joe Maddon and give Nevin his job.
And Nevin did fine when he took over.
Yep. So you know what? Fingers crossed. I hope they're right in the hunt. I hope they're really in the hunt the whole year, whatever, and that. And even though it's a good, tough conversation at the end of July if they have to have the conversation at all. And I hope Artie's going ahead and buying instead of selling. So we'll leave it at that. Here's the last one for me. Pretty upset Philadelphia fan, Nolan. Always the bridesmaid, never the bride. Phillies in October, the Eagles in February. Any words of advice? Have you ever had teams like that? Have your Cardinals been there?
Are you
a St. Louis Blues fan?
Be a Philadelphia fan. That's the question. No. So obviously I cheer for the Cardinals, and then I cheer for the Red Wings in hockey, 49ers in football. So 49ers lost to the Eagles. I was not a huge fan of the Super Bowl, honestly, to begin with, just because Kansas City, I mean, I don't know how many people can actually stand listening to those guys talking about Mahomes the way that they do. Philadelphia, hey, you know what? You guys had great run. All you can do is be happy about it. Did I think you guys were going to win the Super Bowl? Absolutely. Did I think you guys were going to win the World Series? No. Was I hoping you guys were going to win the World Series? Absolutely. No one wanted to see Houston win outside of Houston. Phantom Mattress Mac. End of the day, though, there's nothing really you can do. You can't sit there and dwell on it, right? Like, what could have been if we did X, Y, and Z differently to all of a sudden we win? So it's one of those things where you just got to kind of, you know what? It sucks. We're on to next year. Hey, the Phillies, they look good this year. On paper, you know what? They made the most improved moves last year during the season in order to get themselves into the position that they were. Then you go out, you get Trey Turner. You got to be looking forward to this season as a Phillies fan.
There you go, man, for sure. So this one did just come in, actually, Nolan. So I don't know if it's I'm trying to read through it or whatever. I don't know if it's an actual Cardinals fan or a Nolan McNabb fan. So what are your thoughts and how are you going to be able to react with the Wainwright Contreras battery instead of a Wainwright Molina?
You know what's funny? It's going to be the first time in a very long time that I've seen a finger put down for Adam Wainwright. So it's going to take some adjustments to get used to that. Because, no, I'm not kidding you, though. Like, Yadi and Waino, like, those guys, they didn't even put down signs half of the time. You're just sitting there, and whatever it was, they do some sort of body touch. They do something where they just basically nod to each other. And then all of a sudden, they knew what pitch was coming, what the count was, and everything like that. So Contreras has to get not on, obviously he's never going to get on that level. In 1 year of time, you can't possibly replace, 18 years of those two being together. You can't ever replace that, right? So it's one of those things where basically you just got to hope Contreras is three quarters as good as Yadi. If he can be three quarters as good and understand the way that Wainwright's curveball breaks in order to make it look like a strike most of the time when it's coming across the plate, like the way that Yadier or Molina could, then at least I have confidence in it. Now, at the end of the day, I'm loving Wilson Contreras signing with the Cardinals because it gives the Cardinals an offensive catcher, something that we haven't had since 2012, I think, 2013, like the last good, solid year of Yadier Molina being an offensive catcher.
So let me piggyback onto that with my own question on that, because we know it's Waino's last year. We know what the Cardinals are in the baseball world. It's win every year. They don't do it fancy sometimes. Sometimes they do it. But it's your last year. But he's also such a professional, Waino. Do you think he will ever falter if the connection doesn't work? Or is that what spring training is about, to see if that connection can work? And if it can't, he goes to the other catcher?
So it's going to be two things, right? Obviously, it depends on how those two mesh in spring training, because Yadier Molina can't be replaced. Like, let's just put it that way. Obviously, Andrew Kisner has been with the Cardinals for a little while now. This is going to be, I believe, his fifth year with the team. So he has caught Adam Wainwright basically when Yadier Molina was down. But at the end of the day, it's still going to be Wilson Contreras' show to come in there and catch Adam Wainwright. And like, Wilson Contreras has been in the major leagues for 7 years now. So it's not like he's just a rookie coming in there and saying, hey, here you go, you got to catch a guy that's pitched 20 years in the major leagues. Adam Wainwright is probably one of the most vocal pitchers in terms of what he actually talks to his catchers about. Because you see it between every inning, every pitch, him and Yadier Molina are basically having a little bit of dialogue saying, hey, you know what, this isn't breaking right. And he knows the way that his pitches feel and everything like that. So that's something that they talk about prior to the game. They'll go down to the bullpen. Hey, you know what? My curveball right now is not spinning the way that I want it to. Sinker's not moving right. Cutter's not moving right. Whatever it is that day.
Real quick before we're done, Do you think actually the rivalry, the connection of the Cubs and the Cardinals actually helped Contreras out because he's seen him so much over those last 7 years?
Oh, 100%.
Knows his pitches a little bit better, knows how to adapt to him.
When you're playing 19 games a season against one another, like, I don't know how many starts Adam Wainwright would have in there, but you got to assume it's at least three starts against the Cubs each time for the duration of 7 years. Well, 6 years, I guess, technically, for Wilson Contreras' full years and then one of his partial years. Obviously, they pick up stuff, and those guys, like the hitters and catchers, they're watching everything on a daily basis to try and pick up little intricacies to see what they can pick up on a pitcher. Now, obviously, it's got to be the other way around. But Wilson Contreras, he's a professional. He knows what he's doing. I got complete confidence in him. We'll be right back here after the break with our final thoughts.
Hey, Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, face the facts. You made a mistake. You made a bad purchase. A timeshare is not an investment. It's a money pit that continues forever. If you use your timeshare, that's great. But if you don't and you want to legally get out of your contract, call my friends right now at the Timeshare Exit Hotline. They're an experienced team of lawyers who help good people like you get out of a timeshare contract that they just don't want. Don't throw away your money on maintenance fees. Use it for things you really want. We can help you end your timeshare contract and stop the money drain immediately. If you're ready to move on with your timeshare, call our team right now.
Cancel your timeshare now with a free call.
800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. That's 800-824-5131.
Nolan, time for your final thought.
So not only is Derek Jeter on the cover of MLB The Show for the MVP edition, but he is also on Fox Sports now. Officially pairing him with, I don't know how this is going to work out. I'm assuming they've obviously talked about it behind the scenes, but Alex Rodriguez. That's going to be an interesting pairing. I've hoped that they've mended the fences on whatever it is that they can mend. Obviously, I think everything's out in the public. I think everybody knows basically these two. I don't know if necessarily getting along is the right way to describe it, but both of them are professionals at the end of the day. They can both be professional. And the way that Alex Rodriguez has completely turned around his image since becoming a broadcaster, I mean, that guy, he's a fantastic broadcaster. I do love listening to Alex Rodriguez. I don't care what anybody says out there. That guy knows what he's talking about. And you know what? It's honestly a privilege to listen to him, because there's very few guys out there that have 696 plus home runs and have the decorated career that Alex Rodriguez does. Now, all of a sudden, you're bringing in Derek Jeter. The stories that those guys are going to have, I think it's going to be great for the game. I think it's going to move it forward. And you know what? I tip my cap to Fox Sports for going out there and hiring a living legend.
Like the Yankees or not, like Derek Jeter or not, like A-Rod or not, that's a great final thought and something to really look forward to for this season on Fox, for sure. So, Dirtbags, can't thank you enough for listening. You know we do it for you. We cannot do it without you. So please keep following us on Instagram and Facebook at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. Contact me through, or DM me through those, either way, about with questions for the show, with questions about training, with questions about the rope trainer, throwing aid that we sell, with questions about the Rip Grip Pro hitting, anything that you have, anything that you want to talk about, you get in touch with me. Do not ever sit on the sidelines. Always be in the game. Always be a dirtbag. It's the only way to be. It really is, man. And you know what? On behalf of Nolan and I, man, if you can't start getting jacked up right now with spring training getting rolling, WBC right around the corner, and everything else that's great about this time of year, boy, check yourself for a heartbeat. Check yourself for a heartbeat, because I am just pumped. I love it. I cannot express how much I love this time of year. But unfortunately, as happens every week, we have to come to an end. So, Nolan, it is time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, Dirtbags. Stay tuned, because it's going to be a hell of a ride.